Today, is a Chinese Minsky moment looming? Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The RBA left the cash rate at 1.5% again today, and there was no hint of an upcoming rate rise. Indeed, we still think the next move will be down in the months ahead. But today I wanted to discuss the risks of a credit crisis in our critical trading partner, China, as the authorities stamped down on excessive lending. This was highlighted in a note from Spectrum Asset Management. They called it our double Minsky risk, and it focuses on the likelihood of a credit crisis playing out in China and Australia. Spectrum Principal Damien Wood said that both countries had seen a build-up of private debt to record levels from the business sector in China and from the households via residential mortgages in Australia. Both countries are vulnerable to what is known as a Minsky moment, which is a term coined by US economist Paul McCulley in relation to the Russian debt crisis of 1998 and inspired by US economist Hyman Minsky. The warning sign of a Minsky moment is when the availability of credit starts to shrink. In China, the government's well-intended efforts to cut down on excessive corporate leverage are causing the warning lights to flash amber on a Minsky moment. In October 2017, China's central bank governor warned specifically of a Minsky moment for China. And in the reported statement, he noted high corporate leverage and rising household debt. One key step was to reduce lending from yield-chasing shadow banks. The concerns were that these key providers of speculative lending were an unsustainable source of finance that promoted poor allocation and management of capital. Shadow banking is falling in China, and the net impact is that overall lending growth is slowing. Chinese authorities are looking to smooth the transition of China Inc.'s loan book by cutting reserve requirements, reducing taxes, and directing banks and lenders to help finance SMEs. But if these measures do not work, China could look to socialize credit losses. Notwithstanding the steps taken, a key fallout from the reduction in credit availability can be seen in the Chinese corporate bond market. Bonds default rates are accelerating, and credit spreads on corporate bonds have jumped. If defaults on Chinese corporate bonds continue, a stampede for the exit could begin. And then we are one step closer to a Minsky moment. And Australia is facing the prospect of its own Minsky moment when it comes to household debt, which is sitting at 120% of GDP. And Spectrum rates the warning lights green to amber on this one. The problem is, even if household debt does not cause excessive problems locally, a rapid deleveraging in China would likely hit local financial markets. A large debt reduction in China would risk lower than expected demand for our goods from our major export market. Conversely, Spectrum said, we doubt a domestically driven downturn locally would even raise an eyebrow in China's financial markets. So then, more evidence of potential trouble ahead. We'll be hearing much more about the Minsky moment as the debt bomb ticks down. If you like what you've heard here today, please like the post and add a comment or question. If you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.